So if you just turn in your handout, everybody, good morning. We're going to be reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had told, what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
I want you to imagine that when you go home later this morning, that there under the Christmas tree is three extra presents for you. How cool is that going to be? Okay, so imagine you go home and there they are and you pick up the first present. You unwrap this present, you look in the box, and you know what it is? It is your very own nasal swabs. Wouldn't that be awesome? Not really. Hey, put up your hand if you had a COVID test this year. Anyone? Yep, you know, not exactly fun, is it, to go through that? Okay, so that's the first present. You go to the second present. You're hoping this one's got to be a better present than that. So you open up this box and you look inside and you know what it is? Well, it's the fashion statement of 2020, your very own face masks. The promise is that it'll be the fashion statement for 2021 as well. Okay, so, you know, it's a little bit disappointing so far. So you go to the third present. And it's the biggest present of all, so you're pretty hopeful. You're unwrapped, but you open the box, and you know what this is? This is a blank white puzzle, jigsaw puzzle. See, for the next lockdown, hours and hours are set for you. My point is, with all these very disappointing, lame Christmas presents, imagine that today you find out that next year will be more of the same, or even worse than 2020 was, than 2020 was for you. The COVID Grinch steals your Christmas away.
And of course, COVID has been a bit of a Christmas Grinch over the last couple of weeks, hasn't it? I mean, for some, interstate family hasn't been able to get together like we had all hoped and planned for. So I want to say, we think of Christmas as a bright spot at the end of a hard year. We're still hopeful that this is a bit of a reset moment for a better year ahead. And the video, thanks to all those random people who just took part, you know, what we saw there was a lot of positive Christian vibe. But after a bit of a boost that comes from a day of fun, food and family, what if 2021 served up more of the same or became the worst year of your life? Yeah, for whatever reason, sickness, loneliness, loss. I know it's been a hard year for some of you, and I'm not even talking about COVID actually, but what if 2021 is not a happy new year? So I want to talk about Christmas and how it offers hope. Hope beyond 2020. Hope even beyond a positive Christmas vibes we look forward to. Hope even beyond the struggle and the pain and the suffering that you might just go through next year. A hope that is real and transforming and eternal. Now, just before Jill read some words from the Bible, we printed it out. It's from Luke's Gospel. That means that the guy Luke, he wrote it. It's one of the biographies we have of Jesus in the Bible. And I want to talk about this hope of Christmas by pointing out just a few things that we see in Luke's account of things, the first Christmas, the birth of Jesus. First up, I just want to make the point that the first Christmas is historical. Christmas is historical. What I mean is it doesn't come to us as myth and legend. It doesn't read like it's myth and legend. We'll put the first section up on the screen. This is Luke. He's a contemporary of Jesus playing the role of an historical journalist. Mentions a bunch of actual Roman rulers at the time. See, he's placing Jesus in a place, in a time. It's during the first century Roman Empire. There's no online census back then. You had to go to your ancestral home to be counted, and everyone's on the move. Everyone's going to their own hometown. So this was Christmas travel before the invention of Christmas, without border restrictions as well. Everyone on the move, including Joseph and very pregnant Mary, and the fact that there's no guest room available for them. Well, that last line, maybe that's not very COVID, because these days, well, you know, everyone from down south had to cancel their North Queensland holiday. Plenty of vacancies now. But when Jesus was born, everyone was traveling. The town is packed. No guest rooms for Mary and Joseph when Jesus was born. But back to the point, Luke is writing. He's there to describe an historical event. You know, if the story of Jesus is just myth, I wouldn't be a Christian. I wouldn't bother. If Christianity, if Jesus is just myth, there actually is no point to me following Jesus. This really does come to us as an historical event. Okay, so this Christmas is historical. Here's the next point. Christmas is magical. Undeniably, Christmas is magical. We say it, don't we? It's a magical time of year. And with the very first Christmas, there's something magical and mystical and beautiful about it. I'll just list a few things. First up, a baby's born. I mean, that's beautiful in itself. But also this baby boy, Jesus, is placed in a manger. That's a livestock food trough. It's the Christmas mystique, isn't it? And there with, you know, it's there with every nativity scene. We have the shepherds and sheep and lambs and shepherds. It's just so cute. It's just so rustic. It's so very cool. Well, let's check out what the shepherds, what happened with the shepherds when they first come into the story. We're told, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. So we've got the shepherds and we've got the angels. It's shining. It's bright. It's glorious. I mean, I think this is where we get our love of Christmas lights from. You know, it's the magic of Christmas lights. The other day, myself and the family go for a drive around to check out some of the local Christmas lights. And man, some people go to a lot of effort, don't they? And we're standing out the front of someone's front yard and we had to pick our favorite lit up Christmas figurine. And I chose the Christmas sausage dog. And Noah chose the Christmas unicorn. And Kirsty chose the Christmas cactus. Now, at that first Christmas, there was no Christmas sausage dog or unicorn or cactus. But in this brightly lit up magical scene, there were angels. There were shepherds. There's a baby lying in a manger. I just point out one more thing in this magical Christmas, and that is there is joy and there is music and there is singing. I mean, you can't get more Christmassy than that, can you? We're told this about the angels. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." And the shepherds later on, they get in on the act as well. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is magical, isn't it? Singing, music. Maybe you think back then, well, life is a musical. Everyone's just breaking out in song. Everyone's full of joy. I mean, there's a happiness to the moment. It's the magic of Christmas. Now, I said at the start, there's something about Christmas that gives us hope. And for a lot of us, we're glad to put 2020 in the rearview mirror. Kick it onto the sidewalk, you know, done and dusted. We want to move on. But like I said, what if 2021 is just as bad? What if it's worse? I mean, maybe you get COVID real bad. Maybe some tragedy comes upon you and your family. And let's not be blind to the prospect. I realize some of you have gone through a really hard year. What if 2021 was like that for you? Well, I'm saying Christmas offers hope. And more than just a momentary boost, more than a bit of seasonal cheer, a hope that makes a difference in the hard and painful times. I'm talking about Jesus was born into this world to be the Savior of this world. It's what the angel, the supernatural being, said to the shepherds. He said, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." See, this cute little baby lying in a manger didn't come to inspire you, to just sort of give you good Christmas feels. No, he came to save you so that you'd have hope. Because he came to rescue the lost. He came to bring people from darkness into light in ways that people can feel utterly miserable and lost and unloved and lonely and condemned. And the reality is, left to ourselves, we are not on good terms with God, but Jesus came into the world to be the Savior that everybody needs. Oh, please, on this Christmas day, consider Jesus, that he is the Savior. Maybe you feel safe because COVID hasn't come to your doorstep. Maybe you feel safe because of your immediate family, you know, they're around you this Christmas day. Maybe you feel safe because your business came out of COVID looking pretty strong. There's a lot of reasons we might feel safe, but Jesus, the Savior, implies we're not safe and we need saving. And Jesus, as the Savior, implies even when you go through terrible, hard, awful things, Jesus is still the one to save you. I'll put to you some other words of the Bible, not Luke this time, one of the other biographies of Jesus. His name's John. Very famous words of the Bible. I'm sure many of you have heard these words before. But talking about Jesus as Savior, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Again, I'm not sure if you feel like you're in danger, but that is the spiritual, eternal danger of turning our backs on God. That without Jesus, we will perish. But God so loved the world that he sent his Son, the Savior, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I hope this Christmas gives you a beautiful momentary time to enjoy. That you enjoy the food, the fun, the family. But it's only ever a moment, isn't it? It's sort of quite fleeting, really, isn't it? The food is eaten, the gift wrapping is chucked away, even the holidays come to an end. And sorry to say, 2021 could just be even worse than the year we've gone through. But God loves the world. God has sent Jesus, the Savior, and you can know the hope of Jesus as your Savior. A hope that doesn't take away loss or pain or loneliness, doesn't stop physical death, but still is a hope that is real and solid and eternal. You know, there's a whole bunch of words that came into our vocab this year. You know, words like social distancing, isolation, hotel quarantine, lockdown. It's all these words to do with being by yourself, alone. It's not good for people. What people, you know, people have not had a good year in lots of ways. But that actually all makes me think of a certain guy, a Christian man, and what he went through to face his loneliness. I'm not talking about hotel quarantine. I'm actually talking about prison. It was 1943, and in Nazi Germany, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was one of the rare Christian pastors who stood up against that evil regime. And he was eventually imprisoned for two Christmases before his eventual execution. Over those 2 years, he missed his family terribly. He was harassed by prison guards. In his letters, he talks about being kept awake at night as fellow prisoners toss and turn in their chains, on their cots. But in one of his letters, he writes about hope. And it wasn't hope he'd be released one day. It was a different hope. He wrote, and try to stay with me as we just sort of read this here, but in this letter he said, "Misery, sorrow, poverty, loneliness, helplessness and guilt means something quite different in the eyes of God than according to human judgment, that God turns towards the very places from which humans turn away, that Christ was born in a stable because there's no room for him in the inn. A prisoner grasped this better than others, and for him this is truly good news. And to the extent he believes it, he knows that he has been placed within the community that goes beyond the scope of all spatial and temporal limits, and the prison walls lose their significance." Now, that's an incredible statement. He's saying that this hope goes beyond whether he gets to leave those prison walls. I think I might struggle with hotel quarantine walls. But Dietrich Bonhoeffer knows about hope. A hope that rests in Christ, that Savior was born into this world, that even in the midst of misery and sorrow and poverty and loneliness, that God sent Jesus to save us. For Dietrich Bonhoeffer, it was a hope he held to, even as he faced those prison walls and eventually faced a firing squad. It's a hope that we can have too. Please take 2021 to get to know Jesus. Take the chance to explore and get to know the one that millions of other people have actually come to know for themselves, and their lives have been changed for it. We'd love you to come back after Christmas and learn more about him and learn more about us. Even if 2021 is a terrible year, worse than this year even, the story behind the historical and magical first Christmas is that Jesus gives a solid and real and eternal hope.